Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Easter. I hope you are having a wonderful weekend. So today I have such an amazing guest. I have Angel Jade Ryder, who is a poet and the host of The Morning Brew in Second Life. I've been attending her event since I became a resident myself, and she's such an inspiration. I love hearing her first thing in the morning. And she's coming straight out of Trinidad. It's great to have another sister from the island to talk to this morning. So you guys will hear all about her work, and she's going to be reading some poetry from some of her favorite poets out there. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And I want to thank all my followers on Twitter and Pinterest. I've been trying to stay on top of all the new followers on there. Thank you for sending me all the beautiful music and your webpage and your Facebook. I love when people do that, sending me direct messages. All right, so we're going to go, and I'm actually sitting right next to Angel Jade at her venue. And then right after the interview, she has her open mic. So we're going to go right back into that. Hi, Angel Jade. So welcome to the show. So we've been chatting even before the show started. You can hear her in the background right now. She's always happy singing. Hi, AJ. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Red. Thank you so much for the welcome.
We're enjoying you humming in the background. I was telling everyone, you're always so happy and cheery. I don't know if this is how you wake up Monday to Friday or if it's only a Sunday thing.
Oh, no. I thank God for two things. One, I can't say, but the second thing, definitely coffee. Coffee must be initiated. But no, the second thing is definitely is, you know, prayer and thanking God that, you know, I'm alive and breathing and kicking. So definitely.
Those are always a plus. So I feel like we already did like half of our interview this morning. And so there's so much more to talk about. You know, it's a holiday, and I know you're always doing, it's not carnival, which I know is one of your favorite time of the year sort of thing. But I don't know if you remember where we first met. Do you remember? Like, that was like a good five years ago.
I think we met, Is it the Blue Angel? I think a poetry event that was hosted by, I think it's Persephone, I think. I could be wrong.
No, I came to I don't see anyone anywhere. But I came to when you had the jazz place. Now I don't even remember the name of it.
The Fitzgerald, yeah.
Yep. So
that's what the Fitz, where we think.
Oh my God. I was like, that was probably like one of my first poetry event in Second Life that I actually attended. I'm sure somebody brought me over, and I was just like, oh my God, this is good. And then I started coming every Sunday, and then I think you took me to a few others. I think I went to Saberman. You took me to his, which was a little earlier or later in the day. I don't even know, because we changed our times a little bit, I think, since the early days of open mic in Second Life. So, and here we are. We are now. You call this place the Bohemian Garden.
Well, it once was, of course, the Vineyard.
Yep.
But it's now the Bohemian Garden, and we wanted a little change for this. For the spring, the welcoming of spring, but it was a good change. We wanted to create an atmosphere here in Second Life that give the opportunity for individuals to come in, relax. Imagine you have to schedule relaxing.
Oh my God!
So, because these days we're all over the place in our real lives, that we have to schedule to relax. And even then, still we don't fully relax. So
I know.
The idea of creating a Bohemian Garden is actually to give a very good, you know, homage and understanding that, you know, we've got to relax, we've got to take that time out, we've got to be able to give our mind a rest and an ease, because, you know, we live in such a digital world that we forget that taking that time out is essential for us to live. And that as humans in this very productive and busy atmosphere, we've got to remember and embrace. So this is an important part of life, just taking that opportunity to take time out.
It is. I mean, I'm sure it's, you know, sometimes I think people who live in beautiful places like you do, it's so easy. You have the water, you have sunshine, unlike us who have, like, buried in snow half the time. But I find that people anywhere seem to not really have lost that ability. Not everywhere. I mean, I've gone places where it's like people truly know how to, like, slow down, and there is no sort of interfering with the time out when it's time to sort of really sort of, we are done with work kind of situation, which is great. So, but SL does that. Like, you know, when I come here on Sundays, I mean, listening to poetry to me is very relaxing, and hearing your work. So let's talk about how you even got into Second Life, because I don't know, I did my research and I didn't know you did other things before poetry and Second Life. Now a lot of things make sense to me with the singing.
Well, it's funny. When I first heard about Second Life, I heard about Linden Labs and the whole Second Life environment that they were creating probably in 2005. And I was looking at, I think it was CNN.
Oh.
And they were, you know, saying, oh, this is a virtual world, X, Y, and Z. You could come in. It's a free, you could come in and be in this virtual reality. And I had actually said, this is probably the thing, because then at the time I was working in real life, you know, two, three jobs, you know, going on my phone, I was literally burning myself out to, and I eventually did. But at the same time, I was thinking, okay, well, maybe if I had a second life, which was the concept of it,
yeah,
having another ability to have that old second life where you could do anything and everything, of course, in moderation, but for you to enjoy in a virtual setting all these different created worlds, all these art pieces, all these art forms and artistic worlds and music and dancing and you could surf the seas and drive a boat and you could role play and you could be, you know, a queen one day or a Game of Thrones person another. So you had that imagination land aspect where you can slip in and just, you know, relax or just take on another persona, the fiction of a character that you don't have to, it sort of takes you away from all the stress and the worries. And that was the whole purpose of me actually joining Second Life, was just to have that ability to do something fun and relaxing, even though I couldn't do it in my real life, to get the opportunity to do it in a Second Life, on a virtual stage, I had to jump on the bandwagon. So when I first entered Second Life, being the newbie, you know, the first artistic form that I was introduced to was live music. And so I met a few live singers in Second Life, and I started to hang with them, and I started to go to performances, and I found this was just so advanced. This was even before YouTube was, like, back in it being big with musicians. No, this was Second Life, and everybody was singing, and it was live performances, and people were clapping, and there were music alone, and people were doing karaoke. It was just this fantastic atmosphere of songs, and I embraced it, and I loved it, and I started to sing in Second Life. And now I'm not a professional singer. I'm happy that I have a little tune. I did have experience being in a choir in real life, both in a school type environment of choir as well as church choirs, and that sort of environment that, you know, taught me, hey, I could hold my own on a little tune. So for me to start singing in Second Life was that cool. I'm like, I'm singing Etta James, and this is, you know, genres that are, I mean, I was born in the late 70s, so, you know, for me, you know, Etta James was like, wow. But I started to sing Etta James, and then I started to bring a lot of 80s music, because, yeah, I was an 80s chick. Mm-hmm. So things like Mr. Mister, or I would start having the influences of Sade, oh. When you start singing Sade, oh, things start flying, I'm just saying. And having that, you know, 80s music that where it was, again, the focus of was on love and relaxing, or focus on emotion and joy. I'll even put in some beautiful artists, Jill Scott. Oh, music, some of the music is uplifting. Or I would even put in, you know, Adele, in the very early Adele, mm-hmm. With Chasing Pavements. I would start singing different genres, but mainly 80s, 90s, and a little bit of the now generation music. And I thought, oh, this was wonderful. I got the opportunity to sing. And I wasn't the greatest, but, you know, I could hold my own. And all of a sudden, I started to get invited to weddings, and people asking me to sing for the weddings and the SL weddings. And I was like, ooh, you know, this is a big thing. I, you know, didn't know that I could be part of this community. But then I started, then yes. And then I got ill. And my illness took me in a whole different direction, where I got pneumonia. Mm. And talk about I nearly died. So I couldn't sing anymore. My lungs and my windpipes and my, you name it, was just so irritated that I couldn't even take a breath. So me sitting in Second Life was difficult, and I had to take a long break from SL afterwards. And when I got back into SL and started to interact, I couldn't go back into the singing community anymore. I could still, you know, be there and support my friends, but it wasn't the same. And I needed to have that level of excitement that I used to have being in SL and being a performer, but I just couldn't sing anymore. And I went to a poetry event, I think it was at the Blue Angel, for the first time. And I started to hear just beautiful pieces, and I'm thinking, hold up, Angel, you may not be able to sing. You might not be able to carry a tune as best as you could with your air and your lungs and everything else. But, you know, you used to write poetry when you were a young girl. Couldn't you do that again? I mean, this is just another form of expression, another art expression, another emotion expression art form that you can partake in. And boom, I started coming to these open mic sessions. And I started putting forth works that were my own. And people said, hey, that's, you know, that sounds good. You know, I started to get a lot of encouragement. And, you know, they started to teach me how to adjust my mic and check for sound and be able to, you know, look at my poetry, see where the representation of it comes from, where the ingenious comes from, where your imagination is, you bring forth that imagination into word, you bring forth your vision, you bring forth your message, you bring forth your emotion through the spoken word. So I took what was music that I was into back in the day, and I brought it into a spoken word form. So now here is another aspect that I'm able to relate to, that then I'm able to express. So that's how my Second Life journey from song to poetry in Second Life evolved.
Well, some would
itself.
Say poetry is also lyrical, and so there's a lot of music in poetry, which is really awesome.
Oh, a lot.
So, and you have a lot of musicians who are also poets. I mean, I think the creativity kind of flows between genres, so I don't think there's a limit. Like, I'm a poet or I'm a singer. I think in Second Life, I can see people do so much, like so many different things, without any, you know, the labeling is optional. So I think we're more concerned with the talent. So because we're already running out of time, I want to make sure we hear you and share some of the work.
Okay, I know
you wanted to
have a couple of poems, and I do have, actually, I just selected a few. There's one from Maya.
Of course.
There's two from two Caribbean poets. Both of them from Trinidad. And so, shall I start with any particular one? Would you like to hear a Maya read, or would you like to hear a Caribbean poet?
Let's do a Caribbean. Keep that vibe going for the morning.
Not a problem. But seeing, of course, we're now finishing Easter. And, of course, before that was Lent, and we had Good Friday, and we had the death and the resurrection of our Lord. There's a particular poem that I always love from Helen Drayton, and she is probably the most renowned and known poet. Well, she's a lot of things in the Caribbean. She was a lot of posts, high officiated posts in the Caribbean, even in the government aspect. She was a senator. And she has a book called Passages, and it's some selected poems from Helen Drayton. And one particular poem that I believe we have time for is the one called The Magdalene and Judas. It's a conversation on Mount Forgiveness in 2008. And this is a beautiful poem that I believe it accomplishes and it finishes the period of the season as it's Easter. So I just want to say that particular poem, and I hope everybody enjoys. This is The Magdalene and Judas, a conversation on Mount Forgiveness in 2008 by Helen Drayton. So, why did you betray him? I didn't betray him. Someone had to do it. He knew that, and he chose me. Choose you? Chose you? Why did he choose you, and why did he have to choose anyone? Because he had to die. He came to die so we could live, you and I and all the generations to come. We all came to die. We died. I mean, you and I. And you weren't saved. You died a cruel death. And look at you now, a wretched soul who wanders the world in torment. Look at your twisted face and withering hands, the same hands you used to exist in shame and fear. And look at me. I have nothing but pain, pain for thousands of years. He did not need you to betray him. The soldiers would have found him anyway. After all, he did not hide. He went about his business openly, giving comfort to multitudes, and the very soldiers were hanging around. So don't tell me he needed someone to turn him in, and with a kiss the boot. I loved him as much as you did, and would not have done it if he did not want me to. Sure, the soldiers would have found him sooner or later, but don't you understand? I thought you, more than anyone else, would have understood. Throughout his life, he did good deeds. He preached virtue and humility, and to do so, he often used parables and metaphors. He embodied only goodness, and he had to show the face of evil. Betrayal is the epitome of all evil. Through me, the so-called traitor, people understand that life is treacherous. Questions are often asked. Why would he let them suffer, the innocent children who live in the grim poverty and are maimed and killed in terrible wars? Leaders who betray the people's goodwill, friends who sit at your table, steal from and malign you. Don't you understand? No, I don't. I never will. You were then and forever will be seen as an evil man. You were greedy and weak. You took money, and yes, you were and are a metaphor and a four-letter word, a four-letter parable. So what? When he asked you to betray him, he told you to accept silver? Who are you trying to fool? Me? Surely I'm the last person you should try that with. The next thing you tell me is that you live in heaven at his right side. Yes, I do. The same way every honest man, woman, and child throughout generations and today lives side by side with evil. So you accept that you are evil? I don't accept anything other than what happened and the fact that I know that you loved him. I understand your pain, but you did not lose him, did you? No. He is with me now and always will be. No different from all the people in the world who saw the grave or ashes of someone they loved. I also understand your hatred of me, and I forgive you. Why didn't he, the Magdalene and Judas, a conversation on Mount Forgiveness, 2008, by Helen Drayton. And that was from her book, Passages. So very much of the season. It ends, of course, Easter being Easter Sunday today. And it's just, it's the other side of what you might think might not be a true representation of what Judas did, but it's another side of an event that had to happen in order to save the world.
That's a great choice. Oh, and we're officially out of time. I see. And you go right into your open hour.
90 seconds.
And we're getting all kind of warning. So I want to thank you for being on. As you know, what I think we should do this more regularly, maybe once a month, as part of the pre-morning brew conversation. We've had some great talks before your open mic. It's like every topic, there's no limit to the conversation. To the topic.
Perfect. From underwear to soup kitchen.
Everything. So I'm going to let you go and set up.
60
I definitely
seconds.
Enjoyed it. Thank you for being on. And I'm going to stay put so I can actually be part of the next hour of the morning brew. We have plenty of coffee. And I'm hoping people
and
will.
And poetry.
Of course. Caffeine and poetry. Perfect mix. So I'm going to let you do a little announcement, and then I'll be right back. I see Clan is already here. It's time.
Yes, we are.
I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. You guys had a chance to hear my friend and fellow poet, Angel Jade Ryder. And she's going to be doing her open mic right now, which is always every Sunday, 10 a.m. SLT, which is 1 p.m. time. And I'm also running out of time. But before I go, AJ mentioned a musician, Marshall Montano, who I've never heard of until today. And I was asking her, who would you like me to play? Is there anybody who's really fun? So I'm going to close with that. Marshall is on SoundCloud, which is where you're going to be hearing from a CD called, I believe it's Epic. So all that, if you go online, it's Marshall-Montano, and you can hear the music I'm going to be playing right now. All right, I hope you guys have a great Sunday. I'll be back next weekend for more on social events, books, and what's going on in Second Life and Concert Window. And we have some live concert coming up on Friday. Mr. Malty Ryder will be at Gallery Rouge at 5 p.m. SLT for his monthly gig. And there's so much more going on because guess what? April is Poetry, National Poetry Month. All right, so I'll leave you with those thoughts. One final thanks to all my followers and supporters on Twitter and Pinterest. Have an awesome week, everybody. I'm gonna find a fight.
Love Talk with Marie. Follow the show on Twitter and Pinterest.